England to introduce minimum fitness standards under coach Charlotte Edwards, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-05-20T14:09:26.491Z, description colon England will introduce minimum fitness standards for their women's players next year, says head coach Charlotte Edwards, England to bring in minimum fitness standards, image source, PA Media image caption. Wednesday's first T20 between England and West Indies takes place at Canterbury, Matthew Henry, BBC Sport journalist, published, May 20, 2025. England will introduce minimum fitness standards for their women's players next year, says head coach Charlotte Edwards. Former captain Edwards, who will take charge of her first match on Wednesday in a T20 against the West Indies, was appointed last month following this winter's 16-0 Ashes defeat. The team's fitness and athleticism was criticized during the tour, and Edwards has said players will be made accountable on the issue. The players are very aware there will be minimum fitness standards come this time next year, which they will have to adhere to, said Edwards. There has to be more accountability in the area. But what I will say is I have been so impressed with their standards, the way they have gone about stuff, and I couldn't be more impressed in that area. Siverbrunt's eclectic journey from Tokyo to England captain, published one day ago, Ecclestone left out of first Edwards England squad, published 6 days ago, after England's early exit from the T20 World Cup in October, former spinner Alex Hartley said some players were letting the team down in terms of fitness. Athleticism again came into focus during the Ashes, but coach John Lewis attributed that to a cultural difference between the UK and Australia. He and captain Heather Knight were sacked after the Ashes defeat. Edwards, who captained England more than 200 times, oversaw fitness testing of the players in her first week in the role. While there were expectations and standards under previous regimes, there was no specific benchmarks players had to hit to be selected. Clearly, we had to touch on the fitness issue, Edwards added. When I came in, I said it was all about individual improvement. Before the World Cup in India in September, it is about individuals improving as much as they can in that time. I am not going to set fitness standards now because there haven't been any standards in place, so I felt I was defeating the object. England's men have had minimum standards in the past, but their approach has become more relaxed under captain Ben Stokes and coach Brendan McCullum. Elsewhere in the women's game, South Africa dropped captain Dane van Niekerk for a home T20 World Cup in 2023 after she failed to meet the required time in the 2-kilometer run, but have since relaxed their rules. Edwards also said she is in constant communication with spinner Sophie Ecclestone, who was left out of the squad to play West Indies as she recovers from injury. Ecclestone, who refused a TV interview with former teammate Hartley during the Ashes, has featured in 3 matches for Lancashire in the past week, having not played for 2 months following the Women's Premier League. I have had lots of communication with Soph, Edwards said. I went up to see her. When the squad was selected, she hadn't played a game of cricket. Between us both, we felt the best preparation for the summer was to go back play for Lancashire and get some cricket under her belt. The first of 3 T20s on Wednesday, which are followed by 3 one-day internationals from May 30, are also England's first under captain Nat Siverbrunt. In a bid to develop more leaders in the squad, Edwards said England will appoint a leadership group for each series rather than one permanent vice-captain, with wicket-keeper Amy Jones, all-rounder Charlie Dean and batter Sophia Dunkley in the role for the Windies T20s. Related topics, England Women's Cricket Team Cricket, Top Stories, Live. Europa League final build-up, Man Utd and Spurs fans arrive, team news, predictions, 5,945 viewing, 5.9K viewing, convinced he was Spurs-bound, how Fernandez became Man Utd's heart, published 5 hours ago, how do you prepare for a cup final of this magnitude, published 1 hour ago, elsewhere on the BBC, can therapy change your life, the toxic culture of some swimming clubs exposed, the ultimate crash course in interior design is back, gripping, BAFTA award-winning crime drama, elsewhere in sport, convinced he was Spurs-bound, how Fernandez became Man Utd's heart, Spurs and Man Utd meet in worst form European final, statue, Pep's tears and a missed sitter, De Bruyne's emotional farewell, Sivebrunt's eclectic journey from Tokyo to England captain, Spurs and Man Utd fans take 33-hour ferry for Europa League final. Video: Spurs and Man Utd fans take 33-hour ferry for Europa League final, F1 Q&A, did McLaren miss a trick in Norris v Piastri battle, from injury to history, Davidson's rise to Ref Challenge Cup final, wait goes on as Salah bids to break Premier League records, why Swiatek's reign as Queen of Clay is under threat, Scheffler's Woods-like mentality should worry chasing pack, how Beckham-like Rice inspired Arsenal win. Video: How Beckham-like Rice inspired Arsenal win, McIlroy and the non-conforming driver controversy, Baltimore scores twice as Chelsea beat Man Utd to secure treble. Video: Baltimore scores twice as Chelsea beat Man Utd to secure treble, inspirational Vardy's perfect Leicester parting. Video: Inspirational Vardy's perfect Leicester parting, the old place will live on, but this was end of an era for Goodison Park, it can't all come from the manager. Keown on how Arsenal can become winners, this is the year of the underdog, and I love it, Palace shock Man City to win first major trophy in their history. Video: Palace shock Man City to win first major trophy in their history, you see ghosts of your mates, what Goodison means to Everton fans, that's very cheeky, was Thibaut disrespectful in Diamond League win? Video: That's very cheeky, was Thibaut disrespectful in Diamond League win? Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, audio, video, live. Terms of use: about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, BBC emails for you, advertise with us, copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config_=, window__initial_data_data_global_global_navigation, country://engb/service/commercial/name/global_navigation/comma/props/country/country/language/colon/language/colon/engb/comma/service/colon/commercia.